Day three, and welcome back to Aggressive Life. You're catching us midway through a five-day run of episodes taken directly from my latest release, The 5 Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. Today is day three, focused on the mark, men are team players. I hope this pushes you to be intentional about the relationships in your life, and you can get your own copy right now at Amazon or wherever books are sold. So enough of that. Let's do day three. Day three, grab a shovel. Men are team players. Proverbs 14:4 says, where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. If you want to have a transcendent life, you will need good people around you. Like the ox in this proverb, people will need to eat, and then they'll need to crap. Being a team player means raising your hand and saying, I'm willing to grab a shovel and get to scooping. If you're married and don't want a mess, don't have kids. If you're a business owner and don't want any tension, don't try to grow your reach. If you want a sane and manageable life, don't invest your time into spiritually parenting others. If you want a perfectly predictable calendar, don't invite other people into your days. But if you want abundant crops, you're going to need oxen. Not to work for you, but to pull with you. And while oxen are slower than horses, they're stronger, can endure more, and will last longer. While one ox can pull 3,000 pounds alone, two oxen yoked together can pull as much as 12 to 13,000 pounds. The uptick is exponential. Oxen will eat. Quick Google search says a single ox can eat 30 pounds of hay a day, more if it's working hard. Being a team player means feeding your team. That might mean grabbing an actual meal together. It can also mean sending an encouraging text, grabbing a drink on someone's birthday, or just calling to check in. Well-fed oxen are healthier. Just like friends who feel seen and appreciated, they are a greater joy to be around. When oxen eat, they will eventually crap. A mature ox can produce 65 to 80 pounds of poop every day. People in your life are going to do the same. There will be complications, conflict, and mess. Sometimes you'll find yourself at the center of it, and other times you'll be on the outside. Either way, you'll need to grab your shovel. I don't know why we keep thinking that life should be easier. All living things produce waste. The only way my life would be easier would be if I chose to be lifeless and alone, and that's not how I want to live. I don't want easy and sane. I want lasting impact. I don't want buttoned up and clean. I want authentic. I don't want a shiny veneer. I want vibrant abundance. My fantasy of living off the grid in a mountain cabin might mean less crap to shovel. Actually, probably more crap to shovel because I wouldn't have a flushable toilet. But even if I did have less crap to shovel, it would also be boring and meaningless, void of relationships. Whatever interpersonal issues I'm having to deal with today, I choose to see them as a blessing. It means God has given me friends and family to fight for. He's counted me worthy to handle a shovel and move some crap. It's time to get to it. Let's pray about that. God, your wisdom is unmatched. It is practical and applicable. I'm sorry for thinking the people in my life aren't worth the effort. If you've blessed me with friends, which you have, I commit to feeding and cleaning up after them today. If I can't name anyone on my team, I commit to taking steps to change that today. Amen. Hey, let's get in the game with a couple possible applications. One, feeding. When was the last time you made a significant investment into your friends or family? Ask God who needs some of your time and attention today, then do it. You might choose to take a friend to lunch, toss a football with your kids, go on a walk with your spouse after work, or something else. Number two, shoveling. Is there a relationship mess or conflict you need to address? Ask God what it means for you to grab your shovel and start scooping, then get to it. The longer you wait to address issues, the more difficult and complicated they will become, so act today. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at bryantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks for Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at bryantome.com to get a free aggressive life sticker. Find more on Instagram at bryantome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.